Duke Dance and Dal Erickson with you live in studio today, and he's a busy man. We appreciate him taking some time out of his schedule today, preparing for state cross country, and that's Coach Ty Draney this morning, live on SBI Radio. Coach Draney, thanks for taking some time. I understand it's a crazy day, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, we're out here cranking away. We spent all day yesterday getting the course and everything ready, so we're excited.
Coach, one of the things I want to talk about is just how impressive the field is, not just the teams. I mean, there's always going to be an impressive group of teams trying to win the team title, but that is certainly the case this year. But you've got a couple of individuals as well, both happen to be the course record holders that are trying to cap off their Wyoming prep career, so to speak, in Sidney Thorwaldson of Rollins and Peter Visser of Star Valley. I mean, what a treat to cap that off on a day like this.
I don't think people fully realize the opportunity here. They have to come and watch old Sidney and Peter run. Literally, the two fastest time-wise cross-country kids ever in the state of Wyoming. You know, so I know in Star Valley we've had a lot of big opportunities, lots of exciting games. But yeah, I'm really hoping that people come out and cheer them on and cheer on our teams, because it's, you know, an opportunity that we know at least we're not going to have here for a while, and you, one could say maybe never, or maybe not in our lifetimes, get to watch somebody at that magnitude. You know, Sidney just signed on with the number one women's team in the nation at Arkansas, and Pete has been recruited by some of the top teams in the nation and still making that decision. So cool opportunity for us all.
Well, it begins at 11 o'clock for the girls, boys at 11:45, and the team competition should be pretty solid as well. Dal and I were just talking a moment ago about Mountain View Lyman coming up. They finished ahead of Star Valley in the regionals last week, but now it's Star Valley's home course for the state tournament. So even the team competition should be something fascinating to watch.
Oh, for sure. Yep. Yeah, it's one of those things, kind of the tightening of the teams. I think on the boys' side, we're all chasing Lander a little bit. You know, they have that solid core that have been running 4 years of varsity cross country, and then we get some of the other teams are up and coming, and we're rebuilding a little bit, and so the mix is pretty exciting. I think it's maybe even closer on the girls' side with us, Cody, Lander, and Buffalo, and it makes for a good race. And you know, we'll see. You know, the hardware will go to whoever puts it together best today, you know, and so we like where we're at, where our kids' heads are at. We're healthy, and so we'll give it a go. And so going up that last hill and then on down to the finish, we'll see a lot of basically who wants it the worst.
So, Coach, one thing I want to touch on this is it's kind of a microcosm of cross-country in general with what's been going on here. One, you're one that, to quote Coach Bowerman, there's not bad conditions, they're just soft people. That's sort of the case here. But everything getting moved up a day, and some of these people, these runners, are going to be coming from clear across the state. They had 24 hours shaved off their prep time. It's going to be a bit cold, but what's your impressions of how that affects not only your team, but some of these teams that are traveling today when things get moved up a little bit and it's going to be a morning race?
I don't think the teams that are traveling from far, they came yesterday. You know, they came out and previewed the course, and you know, when Ron Laird and Wassa said they wanted to move it, kind of fell on us to get a hold of everybody and see if hotel arrangements could be made and all that stuff. And you know, hats off to Rob and especially Christy, Sierra, those Bryce Burton out here at the golf course, those people on our committee that kind of rallied around that, and we made it happen. So we were honestly looking forward to, you know, maybe a little snowing sideways a little bit, you know, and getting after it. But overall, it's what's safest for travel and what's best for the kids. So, and on the bright side, it's one less day you have to sit and stew about it. You know, I think you know, the hay's in the barn and the money's in the bank and all those other things. It's just, yeah, sometimes it's easier just to turn them loose. You know, that's something unique with what we do is we have to have all our adjustments and have everything ready ahead of time. Again, I don't know if it's better, worse, harder, easier, but we can't call a timeout. We can't. Once the gun goes off, you know, the coach's influence over what's going on is minimal, and we run around and yell, and I think that's mostly for us more than for them. It's up to each individual to run for their teammates and with their teammates, and it's about passing as many jerseys as you can with the opposing team's colors. So, it's a lot of fun. You know, I love championship season, and it's been fun to be able to host it and show it off. And ironically, the last 2 years, we've had the best weather in the state. I know Douglas got a grundle of snow that's hosting the 2A. Casper had snow yesterday. So we'll take, right now, about 15 degrees, but the sun's going to come out and it'll be warm all the way up to just below freezing by race time.
Well, Coach, we again appreciate you taking some time with us this morning. Just a final question for you here as we close, and that's you mentioned such a unique opportunity for fans to come out and watch, especially with two of these runners that are participating in this. And what should people expect amidst COVID-19? It is open to the public, right? People can come out and watch.
It is, yep. It is. And, you know, especially with just having one class, I would love for the health department to be questioning if we had 1,000 people. I rarely doubt that'll be the case. But, come spread out, cheer the kids on, and, you know, we're outside, and it's easy to social distance and do all those things. And, you know, we complain sometimes around here that there's nothing to do, and so this is a great opportunity, and it just costs you, putting on an extra layer and driving out to the golf course and coming on out. So we hope to see everybody out here.
And, Coach, I would just say one more thing. You know, as you mentioned, this is year two of kind of a two-year experiment, if maybe that's not the right word, of having Star Valley host this event. And we just, you just never know if that's going to be afforded the opportunity again. And so this may be it. And so if you have a chance to come out, I mean, how often do you get a chance to have a state championship in the western part of the state? It just doesn't happen all that often, so certainly an opportunity to do that this morning.
Yeah, for sure.
Coach Ty Drady joining us this morning. Coach, good luck today. Appreciate your time.